Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the LaCrallo Governance Working Call on Monday, the 4th of August, 2014 at 2200 UTC. On the call today, we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Aida Noebla, Alberto Soto, Kristen Casas, Luis Sergio Valle, and Vanda Scartazzini. On the English channel, we have Yuyuki Lokyu and Leon Sanchez. We have apologies from Sylvia Herlin-Letty and Juan Manuel Rojas. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Terry Agnew. I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And I did forget to mention our interpreter today will be Veronica. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto. Thank you very much, Terry. Good afternoon to everyone. As you said, this is the LaCrallo Governance Working Group call. We have certain topics to discuss today. As you can see on the agenda posted today. And I will read the agenda so that you can see the topics that we will be dealing with today. The first item on the agenda was roll call, then we will have the action items, the new topics included in this working group, the opening of sub-working working groups and their composition, working group methodology and metrics, and the final item on the agenda, we will have or deal with any other topic. So if there is anything that you would like to speak or deal with during this call, you are welcome to say that. Is there any topic that you would like to add to this agenda so that we can discuss today? Vanda speaking. I think everything is fine. Sergio speaking. Okay, I see no hands up. Vanda has agreed with the agenda, so let's continue. First of all, I would like to tell you who we are because it is important to keep numbers. This working group contains or is composed of 15 members from LaCrallo and 2 members that are or observers, and these are this is Humberto speaking. I have joined the call. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. So as I was saying, these 15 people, and we can see now that there is a significant number of colleagues missing today. So we will have to work with them so that we can work on the rules that we need to or continue to debate in our working group. I will now give a list of names of the people who are involved in this working group so that you know who should be present now. But on the other hand, to have the possibility of telling them that it would be very important for them to be present on the call. My list is the following. The first name is Dev. That's why he's the first name on the list. Juan Manuel Rojas, myself, Sergio Salinas Portes, Humberto Sánchez, Vladimir Ábalos, Oscar García, Vanda Scartazzini, Fátima Cambronero, Aida Noblia, Silvia Helen Leite, Carlos Aguirre, Shushuki Loki, Mr. Ballesteros, Christian Casas, Aline Andrada, and there is someone missing who has recently joined. This is Leon. I've already mentioned Leon Vanda. He's the fourth name on the list. Luis Sergio Valle, and our colleagues, the President and Secretary, Humberto and Alberto, they will be working here, but due to their role in the region and the amount of things and the workload that they have, their contribution will not be constant. So the idea is that those who are involved here can work on a steady basis so that we can advance or make progress as a governance working group. Now let me tell you, and as you might remember, that there was a meeting, in Lagrallo. And in our last call, we have a reminder of what happened in London. And we have certain items to be included. These items were the following. And please bear with me a minute because I am having some connection problems. I am on my mobile phone, so I have some issues. So as I was telling you, we had added certain items, and those items have to do with the accreditation of ALSs, the consensus issue. What was not clear to me, and I would like to ask Alberto to help me remember, is the Lagrallo declarations or statements. And also, we had the ALS participation within Lagrallo. That is to say, how we can make sure or guarantee the incorporation of ALSs and how the procedure will be for that. So, Alberto, my question is this. What can you tell me about the Lagrallo statements? Is this under the umbrella of this working group, under the remit of this working group? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Let me find the document and I will reply to you as soon as possible. I think the answer is yes, but let me find the correct information. Serge is speaking. Okay. So let's proceed with a call. So once you have the information, please let us know. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Sergio, I can reply to you. Humberto, you have the floor. Humberto speaking. This is item number 4, the proposal of Lagrallo for the publications and drafting of statements. Once they are approved, the secretary and the chair of Lagrallo will be responsible for that. So it is outside the remit of the governance working group. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, that's fine. So we will have less work to do. Now, taking into account of all these and the topics that we will be discussing, and I will be posting a link, as you know, I have shortened the URL. And you will see the items with the document for that. I hope you can see the information. I have posted the link with the information about the call that we held on in July. Now, let's talk about the opening of sub-working groups. There is no way of managing and dealing with all these topics and the amount of workload that we have. Having 15 people and with those 15 people working and dealing with everything. Therefore, there is a proposal. Alberto, please bear with me a minute and I will give you the floor shortly. So there is a proposal to open sub-working groups within this big group so that we can start working. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry for interrupting you, Sergio, but I believe it is important, the question I will ask to Silvia, because we need these to work in a proper way. We need that all documents are translated into Spanish and in English. So, Silvia, here is my question. I think that all the documents are already from the GA are already translated. They are in English and in Spanish, right? This is Silvia Vivanco for the record. Yes, that's right. There is a link to the wiki page, and there you will see several documents. First, we have two documents, and we need the English version for that document. One of these is the procedure to determine consensus in order to certify ALSs, and the other document has to do with the procedures to improve ALS participation within Lagrallo at ICANN. So those two documents are still awaiting the official translation by the Language Service Department. When it comes to the rest of the documents, there are three documents. They are already translated. so I'm I hope to receive the translation of those documents within 3 days. So I would say that it is almost ready. Sergio speaking. Alberto, do you agree with the answer? Alberto speaking. Yes, thank you very much. Sergio speaking. So let's continue. As I was saying, the idea or the intention is to open sub-working groups. So I started somehow creating the working groups or the sub-working groups. We have an operating procedure sub-working group composed by Banda Leon and Fatima, and in that case I will be joining the group. This is the group that has made a lot of progress, so I think we will have to coordinate the activities, and my suggestion is that Banda should be the leader of this working group so that she can manage and deal with the activities and coordinate the activities. Banda, do you agree with that? Is there any comment? Banda speaking. Sergio, I agree with that. This is Banda speaking. I believe that Leon, Fatima, myself, and you, of course, we have achieved a quick progress. We have made quick progress. So I think we can finish our activities very quickly. And, of course, involve other people, if you will. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. Banda, sorry. We have other groups, the Matrix Working Group, the Rules of Procedures Working Group, the ALS Accreditation Working Group. There are some other groups related to consensus topics, the Lagrallo Statement Working Group. This was also part of the Governance Working Group, I believe. I don't remember who started that working group. Does any one of you remember who suggested this working group? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, it was Fatima. Umberto, you have the list, so please let Sergio know about this. This is Umberto speaking. Umberto speaking. Sorry, I lost my connection. So could you please repeat the question? This is Alberto speaking. I was talking about the procedure for the Lagrallo statement. Does this activity depend on this working group? Umberto speaking. So now we have the document translated. So we will have to discuss with Alberto how we can proceed with that. I understand that we already have a draft, so we need to discuss with Alberto if we can submit this for comment. Serge is speaking. Okay, so I will delete this item from our list of topics, the participation of ALSs within Lagrallo. This topic will be within that remit. So, going back, these are the working sub-working groups that we need to create. One, we have the operating working sub-working group, which is already created. Then we have the metric sub-working group. Alberto Soto has drafted a document not long ago, and he has sent that document for discussion. And we have discussed that privately, and he had very good ideas on that respect. So we need to pay attention to that, because Alberto has something important to say about the matrix issue. Now, when it comes to the rules of procedure, well, you know, this is something important, and this is close related to the operating principles and the ALS accreditation rules, the minimum criteria required for an ALS to be accredited. This is something interesting, to the vape. So based on that, we have two alternatives, if you will, to define or assign people for them to be part of these sub-working groups, taking into account the people that we have in our working group. And the other suggestion would be to let you freely decide who will be part of these sub-working groups. So what would you prefer to do? What would you like to do? Would you like me to present or to give you the alternatives or the options for the members of those sub-working groups? Or would you like to be the ones proposing the members? Alberto Soto speaking. Sergio speaking. Alberto, go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. As I told you before, I can be a member of the Matrix sub-working group. I have no problem with that. Sergio speaking. Well, I have already done that. Alberto Soto speaking. And I can also participate in other sub-working groups. I will have plenty of time to devote to working on these groups. So please count on me. Sergio speaking. Is there any other comment about this or any other suggestion? Otherwise, I will let you know my idea or proposal regarding this sub-working group. Okay, so first, the Matrix sub-working group will be composed as follows. Luis Sergio Basse, Silvia Helen Leite, Alberto Soto, and Dev. When it comes to the rules of procedure working group, we will have Cristian Casas, Aline Arrada, Aida Noblia, Baile Citero, and Humberto Carrasco. When it comes to the ALS accreditation rules, we will have Suzuki Loki, Vladimir Avalos, Juan Rojas, Oscar Garcia, and myself, Sergio Salinas Porto. Is there anyone who would like to be part of any other working group? If so, you can do that. Just let me know so that I can take notes for the record. Sorry to say, not photo speaking. I see Deb is typing, but I don't know if he's going to say something related to this. Okay. Please give me just 1 second and I will take notes. So as to record the name of the members. Okay, can you see the information there? I will resend that information because I see that everything is mixed up. So we will have the Matrix, first Matrix working group. now the matrix of working groups, rules of procedure, then we have the ALS accreditation sub-working group, and then the final sub-working group, which is the operating principles sub-working group. And I missed Luis. He belongs to the matrix of working group. Okay. Now, is there any objection, any question, or any suggestion regarding these sub-working groups? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Sergio, please. I see that there is one sub-working group where you are a member. This is Sergio speaking. Yes, I know. Alberto speaking. There are two members from which we are receiving apologies. So I think it would be you and the other member. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, so we have Oscar, Yuyuki, and myself. Would you like to join the group? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, please. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. So, Alberto will join to this group. Yes, Humberto, they will be observers, but we will need their help, especially because of the knowledge they can contribute to. And of course, I will try to contact the other members to see if they can work with them. Now that we have the groups already created, now we need to define metrics. This is a very complex issue because there are certain topics that we haven't dealt with, for example, the ALS accreditation topic is new for us. The matrix topic, I think, will take us time. Alberto has made a great contribution, but of course this will generate internal debate among the members of the group, so that we can post the document into the list, and then the list will have to work. When it comes to the rules of procedure working group, well, this is the most complicated working group because this has to do with the procedures to be taken into account for our region. So I believe that these will lead us to rich debate and an extensive debate within the region. So based on that, I think that we can take the first 2 months to work internally. This means that during these 2 months, we will have to draft a document so that that document can be debated within the region, and this document will be drafted by these working groups. So we will have 3 documents, in fact. There is one document which has been already debated, so we will give a period of 1 week to see if there is further debate on that, and then we would have to close that so that we can put this for the consideration and comment of the region. And then we have 3 other documents, the one related to metrics, one related to rules of procedure, and the last one related to the ALF accreditation rules. Dev is asking for clarification in relation to the topics. Is that right? According to what I am reading here. Sylvia speaking. Yes, that's right. Dev, I will reply to you and then I will give the floor to Vanda. Dev, the 3 working groups are clear when it comes to their remit. One of them has to amend the current rules of procedure in the region. The other working group will work on metrics. You have already worked on that, and I remember that in 2010, in our meeting held in Cartagena, we started working on that outside the regular ICANN meeting because we didn't have the time to meet and debate. So we had to work on that separately. I know that you remember this. We were sharing ideas, brainstorming regarding metrics. So perhaps you could contribute to this working group as Alberto is contributing to the other working group. So I think it would be very interesting that you be a member of that working group. And then we have a third working group, which is the ALS accreditation criteria. This has to do with different issues that have taken place in the region related to what we propose and then what would finally happen within ALAC. So we will have a rich debate. We will have different points of views. Perhaps we may contribute in different ways. So this is the work that we have ahead. I know that you are very busy during next month, but I hope that you have some time to be here because it would be great that an ALAC member be helping us. So we will do our best to participate and contribute at least in one working group. Vanda, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Vanda speaking for the record. I would like to make a suggestion, if I may. We have 2 months ahead, so we may have a checkpoint, but perhaps in the end we will not be able to proceed with all the obligations or the activities that we need to complete. So I suggest having or doing a checkpoint every 15 days so that we can have a feeling of the activities of the working group. So that those coordinating the activities may continue perhaps coordinating or helping or contributing or guiding the working group, taking into account the number of participants, and so on. So I think that we need to have a checkpoint in the middle, and with that, we will be able to achieve the results within 2 months. Sergio speaking. Vanda, let me ask you a question. And this is just to shed some light on this. Are you suggesting to meet every 15 days all together? Vanda speaking, no, it's not necessary to meet, but perhaps we can send a report to you so that you know where we are and what we are doing. So the coordinator or the leader of that sub-working group will be sending you a report for you to be updated with the activities that are being carried out. Because 2 months is a short period of time. And if we don't do this, well, after 2 months we will have nothing. Sergio speaking. I do agree with your suggestion, Vanda. The idea is to have reporting is good. It's a very interesting way of working. So every 15 days would be a good frequency, because with that the group will have to work on a weekly basis, and they will have 1 week to finish their activities. They can meet during once a week so that they can exchange ideas, emails. We know that 2 months is a very short period of time, and having reports every 15 days is something that is really interesting. So I second your motion. I agree with your proposal. I don't know if there is any other suggestion. Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Hello, this is Aida Novlia speaking. Hello, can you hear me? I'll start speaking. Yes, go ahead, please, Aida. Aida speaking. So we have 5 people appointed: Alina Andrade, she's new. I don't see Carlos Aguirre, and I see Christian Casas. Jaime Citero is not present. So perhaps we need to get organized in such a way that we can contact them and let them know about this, because I know they have plenty of experience about this. Of course, this has to do with the rules of procedure. This is a special and important topic. So this is what I wanted to say, and that I do agree with Banda's suggestions in having reports every 15 days. That's a good idea. Thank you. Sergio speaking. So thank you, Aida. And taking your comment, I see Christian Casa saying that he will update Carlos Aguirre with the information. That's good, because he has participated in the first Rules of Procedure Working Group, so he can contribute to this working group. And of course, we will have the lawyer's point of view. We have 3 lawyers working there. We have a notary public, a future lawyer, and a lawyer. So we will have plenty of lawyers to deal with. There will be a lot of people knowing about laws. And Alberto Soto says that he undertakes the task to contacting me. So that's fine. Thank you, Alberto. Silvia, is there anything that you would like to add? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, Sergio, thank you very much. I see an idea by Dev. He said it would be good to have a comment posted on the wiki page. So I think this would be very good for the working group to have a space within the wiki of the working group. We can create tile pages for this wiki page, so that we can have all the comments and activities of the working group for the sake of transparency, so that everyone can see the progress made by the working group. And secondly, this is a recommendation that I know that you all take into account, but please bear in mind that we have the ALAC rules of procedures have been recently approved. And this gives us a framework of reference to take into account when it comes to metrics, regulations, terms. So this reference framework should be taken into account because this is a larger, a more global framework affecting railroads as well. So everything, all our contributions from the region should be consistent with the ICANN bylaws. That's all. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia, for your contribution. This is really interesting. Because we need to have a reference framework, and these documents should be taken into account, that those documents drafted by ALAC. I have participated in that, in some of those processes. And before giving the floor to Alberto, I would like to answer something. When it comes to the wiki page and when it comes to opening this topic to the whole region, well, I am a bit concerned about this. The more people we have working on that, perhaps it's not that good. That is to say, if there are a lot of people working or posting their opinions, will not contribute to our activity. I think we need to work among ourselves, and then we can post that for the debate and discussion and for the community, for them to contribute. But if we do that from the very beginning, I think that we will not finish. And I am a bit concerned about time. This is a huge amount of work for the region, and this is part of our task to work in a better way. But if everything is posted to be debated, well, we will end up having no proposal. I mean, this is my point of view. Perhaps you may have a different point of view. But I am a bit concerned about having everything constantly being debated because it will take us a lot of time. It will be something never-ending. Alberto Soto, you have the floor, and then Christian Casas. Alberto Soto speaking. I do agree with you, Sergio. I like working on the wiki because it is the easiest and quickest way of work. We need to use the different tools. So we can post information on the wiki, but not for everyone, but for the sub-working group only. Because otherwise the interference will drive us crazy. We are moving very fast in region when we use this way of working. The use of the wiki is fine, but only members should be able to access the wiki page. This will contribute to the work to the working group because we can use the tools. And once we have finished, or the working group has finished with the activities, and the chair of the working group says that everything is ready, then we can open, or the public comment is open, and everyone can post their opinion. Now, when it comes to Sylvia's comment in relation to ALAC and the rules of procedures, well, in our General Assembly, we said that we will based ourselves in the UN operating rules of procedures, and this is not the way in which ALAC proceeds, so we need to discuss that further. Serge is speaking. Okay. Christian, you have the floor, and then Dev. Christian, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Christian Casas speaking. Can you hear me? Okay. So Christian Casas for the record. There is a deadline, which is September the 3rd, for the first approach of this work. This two-month period, or when it comes to this two-month period, how should we proceed? Should we take into account a date of September the 3rd. This is Sorry to Selena Sporta for the record. Christian, let me reply to you. This date that you see posted comes from previous years. So I suggest you're not taking this into account. This dates back from 2012. So please do not take that into account. We need to start from scratch. Okay. Dave, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Devanand Tilak Singh speaking. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to assume
I... Speaking, yes, go ahead, Dave.
Good. Thank you. Devanand Tilak Singh speaking. I disagree with the idea of working behind closed doors and not sharing this information in a more transparent manner. I think its transparency is crucial if you want Lakrala to be a better organization. And I think we need to be much more transparent in terms of how we work. All I'm suggesting is the document, the work sub-working groups on the wiki, list the persons who are working on it. You want more persons to actually be involved in Lakrala. Working behind closed doors kind of says, well, we don't need you, to the other persons in Lakrala. And it's a disincentive for anyone to participate. I think you'll be defeating the purpose of even doing these working groups. So I disagree. Put the contributions on the wiki so that everybody sees this. This is how the ALAC works, how the most of at large works in all of its working groups. We should not be different, and we should be striving to be keeping in step with the rest of the at large and the ALAC. And how ICANN policy development is done in a transparent manner. Thank you.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. Before giving the floor to Umberto, I would like to reply to you. I do understand your concern, what you are saying. I am very aware of what you are saying. From a wider perspective, I share your view, but I am also concerned due to my experience within the region that if we don't have a document to be debated, what we'll be debating is something vague. So I'd rather have a document and devote to that document the necessary time. If we ask everyone to participate, I don't see the point of having a sub-working group. We should open this to the whole region without having a working group. So what I believe we should do is to work with a scientific perspective. And I say this taking into account that we need to draft a document. This was open for everyone to participate. In our last meeting in our region, the working group was open again for people to participate, and we have five or six new members. And this is our aim, to have documents issued by this subgroup so that we can start a debate based on something. So I would like you to think about this. We have a document on the rules of procedures, and this document has to be amended, taking into account the contribution of the region. But we are working on something concrete, on concrete questions and issues, not vague things. And now I will give the floor to Umberto Carrasco. This is Umberto Carrasco for the record. Thank you very much, Sergio. I would like to agree with Vanda. Interpreters apologize that we are not receiving Humberto Carrasco's audio. Sergio speaking. Humberto, are you there? Humberto Carrasco speaking. Sorry, I had some connectivity issues. So, I would like to say that I do agree with Banda. It seems that everything can be open to everyone, but this does not mean that everyone can participate. Once we have the document created, we will post it for comments. So I will repeat this in case we have some issues. What I say is the groups can work on the wiki in an open manner for everyone to see, but this does not mean that everyone will be able to participate and post comments. Only once the document is already finished, that the document should be open for the rest of the members of LACRALO, and in that case, they will be able to participate and contribute. Otherwise, we will have problems to move forward or make progress with the document. Vanda speaking, yes, that is what I try to express in English and in Spanish. Sergio speaking. Okay, thank you, Humberto. Have you finished, Humberto, with your comment? Humberto speaking. Yes, I have. Sergio speaking. Okay, thank you, Humberto, and thank you, Banda, for your comments. And I should say that I do agree with you. I mean, we can have this open, but the group, working group is a working group. Dev, is there any comment that you would like to make?
This is Dev Anand. Yes, I do have a comment. Just to say that, this is Dev Anand. Just to say that, again, I see no reason for the lack of transparency or for closing, like, I mean, I'm hearing Brandon's suggestion of posting something to the wiki, because the working group can post something to the wiki, but then nobody could see anything about it or comment on it. Again, I respectfully disagree, and I really dislike the, you know, when I hear these concepts, I do think it's like everything is behind closed doors, that you have to be, even though you're a member of LACRALO, you cannot be inside the room because you're not a formal member of this working group and you weren't there at the time when the call for working group members took place. So, again, transparency. Everyone in at-large does it. The ELAC calls, the all the at-large working group calls, everything is documented so that it's accessible to everybody. And that's what we should be doing, making all of our work of LACRALO accessible to everyone in LACRALO. So I do disagree with the concept of doing any sort of thing behind closed doors. Document everything, document the work on the wiki, please. And so everybody could see and can make contributions. And the contributions doesn't, I do disagree that contributions are negative. If it's coming from, I think the concern is that, well, if there's too many people commenting, then it becomes, then nothing gets done. But on the contrary, somebody might come up with a much better idea that perhaps the working group members might not be aware of. And therefore could learn. And I think that's also something that's important in LACRALO. We need to hear each other. Thank you.
Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev, for your contribution. I would like to give the floor to Alberto Soto. I disagree with you, Dev, and I repeat. This working group is open for more people to join. Raime, Citerio, Yuki Loki. I don't want to leave anyone behind. Alime, Christian Kass, I mean, they have joined the group. They have joined this working group based on the call that was made in our last meeting. So those who wanted to participate came to the meeting, they attend the meeting. So, Dev, I don't see your point when you say that we are not being transparent or that we are not open to participation. I think it is a good possibility or a good option to post the documents for them to see, or for people to see the progress. And once the discussion is over, then the document should be submitted to discussion. But, I mean, this does not mean that we are not letting people to participate. I've spoken to almost everyone in the region to ask them if they were willing to participate in the working group. And we did the same in the Lacroix meeting. I don't know if you attended our last meeting. In case you were not able to attend, perhaps you should listen to the audio files. So I totally disagree with you when you say that we are not transparent at all. So, Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alberto for the record. Dev, sorry, I don't see the lack of transparency. I mean, we are working in a formal, open, communicative way. We are communicating among each other with the members of Lacroix, and this is shown and proved by the members that we have today, and not only by them, but also by the new members that are participating in Lacroix meetings, something that we haven't achieved with our old members. So what Banda said, supported by Umberto and by myself, means that the documents will be will be published. Everyone will be able to read the document. But I would like to say, or I would like to believe that that you are not understanding correctly what we say. We have total transparency. We are being totally transparent, but it's not possible. Everyone can see the document as we are proceeding, as we are working right now, and we are receiving suggestions, and we are taking that into account, and they are being published. So what we are saying is that the working group needs to generate a basic document. In the meantime, this basic document will be on the wiki, but until that is not finished, until that document is not finished, everyone can contribute to that, but the contribution should be presented to the working group so that the working group can analyze that that contribution. This is the way in which we normally work. That is my comment. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Now I would like to proceed with item number 4 on the agenda. We have only a few minutes. So, Sylvia, we will work as follows. Each group will have a leader, or a chair, if you will. Those chairs will be elected by the members, but each sub-working group should send me the name of the coordinator or leader. This should be sent to the list. Every 15 days, you will have to send a report. We have 8 weeks, that is to say 2 months, as from today to deliver the final report, the final document to be discussed by Lacroix. So, Monday, October the 8th will be our deadline. That will be the deadline to deliver the final document. So every 15 days, you will have to, every two Mondays, you will have to send a report. That would be the first Monday, would be September the 19th. So the first report should be sent on August 18th, and the second report should be sent on September the 1st. Then September the 15th, then September the 29th, and the final report should be sent on October the 8th. This final report will be the document, and that document will be delivered and discussed in our working group to be sent to the region and discussed. So we will have plenty of time for everyone to contribute.
Agreed.
So we will have until November the 11th. After that, the debate will be finished within Lacrallo. This will make a 30-day period. And after that, we will have 15 days. And on the 24th, the final document will be delivered to the region for discussion and for voting. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Sergio, so October the 24th will be the date for submitting the document to consideration for the other region. Sergio speaking, yes, that's right. This would be with the contributions of all the members of the region. Do you agree with the deadline? Is there anyone who would like to make any comment? Do you all agree? Banda agrees. I see Humberto Soto, Humberto Carrasco, Aida, Aline, Yuyuki, Sergio Valle. Right, me. As well, so I think this methodology has been approved by most of the members. Then we have any other business to deal with, but we are getting the top of the hour, so you are all members of the different working groups, but for Sergio Bache, he needs to be added to the list. He's the only one who is not in the list. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Luis Sergio Bache is in the matrix of working group. Sergio speaking. Yes, but he's not in the list, so he's not receiving emails. So please take that into account. So tomorrow I will be sending an email so that Silvia can upload that information on the wiki page so that we can start working. I will take care of finding the documents and see which documents are in English or in Spanish so that our English or speaking colleagues can work. We need to take into account that in the group where Debs participates, we need to work in both languages, so that needs to be taken care of. It is 2003 and I would like to thank the activity of staff and the work of our interpreters, because they work in an excellent manner so that we can have our meetings. So we are at the end of our meeting. We have a long way to go. We have 2 months ahead with a lot of work. And, of course, we are working for the benefit of Lacrallo. Having said that, I would now bring this call to an end. Banda speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. Let's talk later. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, and thanks again to the interpreters.
Thank you. Once again, that does conclude today's conference call. Thank you for joining. Please disconnect all remaining lines at this time.